Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right. We got this text earlier, and I thought we should try to get Amber on, who she sent the text on line 19. Hey, Amber.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Now, before you say one word about this text, can you tell us what prompted you to text us this story about your husband?
So this morning, I guess it was maybe a pre-show, an old recording. You guys are talking about losing teeth. Some caller called in, he lost teeth. And then you, before you guys went to break, you guys were saying, like, be careful of what you lose. Like, if you got a fake arm, you got to tell the person. Like, Connie was saying, like, her friend had spent in her teeth.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that was like an old conversation they played back before the show started about, you know, missing body parts.
Right.
So tell everyone what you said in your text. It's kind of interesting. This is what got our attention.
Yeah, so my husband now, when we certainly made things official, I went to kiss him, and I literally just put my hand, slipped my hand across his ear, and it fell off.
What? His ear fell off.
His ear fell off.
Now,
the whole ear.
What?
Did it like roll down his arm? I mean, what did the ear, what does a falling ear look like? How does that, what are the optics?
Imagine
here?
A potato head. Like, and you can put like their ear on, their nose on. It's literally like a Miss Potato Head. And you put his ear on and it fell into my hand. And
what was your reaction?
I guess. I thought I broke up. Like, how does that happen? Like, how does somebody's ear just fall off?
I hope you apologize.
Of course I did. I'm like, sorry, I thought I was. I'm so sorry.
Well, that's unusual to knock someone's ear off. You gotta admit it doesn't happen every day.
No.
Here in, you know. But so he quickly put it back on. Does it snap on? Is there a Velcro thing? I mean, how
snap
does this work?
Ear.
So he had to take it because I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. So I think he did. It's like magnetic, so he just kind of pushed it back on, but
oh
it's magnetic and it glues.
Well, that'd be awful if he like walked next to a magnet and his ear just flew off sideways and it landed on the wall. Yeah. I mean,
it's a great magnet for the fridge.
Wow, look at that. Was he, at least he knows where it is at night. Was he embarrassed? I mean, how did he respond to that?
Extremely. He was extremely embarrassed. That's something that he's very sensitive about. Aww. But for me, I don't care. It's not that big of a deal.
You don't care. You're on the radio talking about it. Okay, I mean, look, you know, I get it. I would be embarrassed if my ear flew off, too. But since then, you've married, you're in love with him, ear or no ear. Yeah. And it's very Van Gogh, exactly. Very Van Gogh. Well, give him our love, but don't tell him you were talking about it on the show.
He'll be okay. He won't even know.
Okay.
He's still sleeping.
Well, I hope he's not listening with his good ear.
Wait, when he goes to sleep, does he take his ear off?
He does.
Okay.
Have we found a better way to secure it?
No. Unfortunately, he had a bad car accident, and that's just how they did it 20-plus years ago.
Wow. Okay.
You can't do it better.
It's just some extra skin tone of him, but it doesn't at this point because you have to replace them because it's a prosthetic. You have to get it replaced.
Right. I gotcha.
Because the materials break down.
Oh, wow.
But look at that. Okay. You guys are living the life. He's your husband. You love him. It just so happens he's missing an ear. Okay. Oh, well.
It's all good.
You have it better off than most of us, so you're good. Amber, thank you for calling, and all the best. And thanks for listening to us.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thanks for the story. With that said, let's get into Danielle's report. I thought you'd find that interesting.
Yeah.
You go to kiss someone, and their ear falls off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like zombies and stuff, but that's what I would have thought right away.
It would lead you down that path, would it not?
Finally!
Yeah, Daniel would be happy about the zombie apocalypse. All right, Daniel, what do you got going on?